Our next article is about the resurgence of board games, from classics such as Monopoly to the modern style of cooperative games like Pandemic, a new generation is hooked on having non-digital fun.
The more technology changes our lives, the more we seem to be nostalgic for earlier ways of doing things. So streaming services offer us an unlimited catalog of music, but record sales are booming as a new generation falls in love with the sound of vinyl. Similarly, as video games become ever more sophisticated, millions of people are rediscovering the charms of old-fashioned board games. Well, maybe not so old-fashioned. Sales of board games have been growing by 20% annually, and game cafes have opened in every major city. But the passion is not limited to the classics, such as Monopoly. In fact, it's mostly about a new style of game, where you don't play against each other, but against the game itself. Players have to work as a team and win or lose together. In the phenomenally popular game Pandemic, for instance, players have to work together to stop deadly viruses from spreading rapidly around the world. It's a fast-moving game that requires them to discuss strategy and combine talents. This is precisely why people love it so much. Devices are really isolating, says Matt Leacock, Pandemic's designer. If you're on your Xbox, you forget to connect with people. Games, especially cooperative games, offer this really great way to interact and make eye contact over a dining room table. The revolution can be traced back to 1995, when a German named Klaus Tuber introduced a brilliant game called Catan, that has since sold more than 22 million copies. Like Monopoly, Catan has a single winner, but it's a non-aggressive game where the players build settlements on a wild island and the first to reach a certain size wins. The German origin is highly significant. Following the Second World War, the country banned aggressive or militaristic games. As a consequence, German designers began to develop games with gentler or more democratic themes, such as farming and building. In America, game nights have become such a popular form of socializing among young adults that last year it inspired a hit movie, Game Night, with Rachel McAdams and Jason Bateman. And as the trend grows, the game designers are becoming more and more ambitious, taking ideas from video games and even TV. Pandemic, for example, has been followed by a trio of hit sequels called Pandemic Legacy. The game now evolves like a story as you play, which is why the sequels are subtitled Season 1, 2, and 3, like a TV series. What's even more innovative is that the sequels can't be played an unlimited number of times. There are usually 12 sessions, as characters are developed, cards are ripped up, and new pieces and rules introduced as the game advances and the state of the world changes irreversibly. That's an expensive game when you consider they cost around 100 euros each, but the fans say it's good value for money. People want some way to connect with each other, Pandemic designer Matt Leacock told the BBC recently. Just today, this guy came up to me and said, "This really saved my marriage." That's not the first time I've heard that.